Hello, hello, it's Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And today I am taking your questions for community Q&A. Have you ever felt like everybody around you seems to have no trouble getting into relationships? You're going to love today's question. I feel frustrated. Everyone around me seems to have no trouble getting into relationships. I'm feeling depressed and like nothing is ever going to change. I can't stop feeling like I'm going to be alone forever. Is there something wrong with me? What can I do to get out of this negative type of thinking? So first off, it's totally okay to feel whatever you're feeling. So often we try to skip over uncomfortable feelings like anger, frustration, or even guilt. But acknowledging how you feel is the first step, and you've done that, so you are further along than you realize. Now, if you want to shift out of any kind of negative thinking, the fastest way to do that is to find a way to add value to someone else. It sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but when you're in that negative downward spiral, going inward and reflecting too much on your situation may just prolong it. But if you can add value and shift your energy to focus on others for the time being, your mood may change all on its own. Of course, I'm not a medical professional, so if you do feel like you are suffering from depression, please consult your medical professional on that. But just looping back to what you said, it is frustrating when you want to be in a relationship and it doesn't seem like things are happening for you. But remember, you always have the opportunity to believe that things are happening for you and not to you. So all of this waiting that you're doing is going to be worth it for when this person comes into your life. Because let me tell you this, negative thinking can happen when you're in an ideal partnership and when you're single. So learning how to effectively manage your emotions is going to help you in both areas. Thank you so much for asking this, and I'd love to hear from our community. What advice would you give her? Go ahead and share in the comments, and if you are new, go ahead and check out the blog at deannadurrell.com, and I will see you soon.